This is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And I know everybody knows that song. Who doesn't know Rocky, right? Everybody knows Rocky. And I wanted to play that song today for my guest who's coming on, because he is our Rocky. He truly is. My guest who will be joining me in a couple of minutes when we get him hooked up into the system here is Fred Kelly Grant. And he was very instrumental. He is one of the attorneys. He is the attorney who was very instrumental in helping to stop the Trans-Texas Corridor. For those of you who are familiar with it, and for those of you who are not, it was a, I don't know, several football field wide corridor that they were going to place all the way from, I think the southern tip of Mexico up through the middle of the United States on into Canada. From the Yucatan to the Yukon, I believe, was the planned a route for this Trans-Texas Corridor, which would have taken over hundreds of thousands of acres of people's private property and been nothing good for America, all part of their game plan of the North American Union. So Fred was very instrumental in helping to stop that. And he is in another battle today, and this is a battle with the Department of Interior, because they want to withdraw a strip of land in Arizona where we mine uranium. And, of course, that'll put thousands of people out of work and cost Americans billions of dollars. But, of course, for those of you who have listened to my show consistently, you know that all of the stuff that I have guests on who talk about are all things related to UN Agenda 21. And anyway, that's the cue music. I'm going to be going to break. And when I come back, my guest, Fred, hopefully will be hooked into the system. I know he's on the road as we speak. So hang in there, everybody. I'll be back in 3 minutes. Don't go away. This is The Unsolicited Opinion.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
This is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you want to call into the show today, the number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443 is the number. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. And if you want to get in contact with me, there is a contact button on my website. So you can contact me, you can give me your unsolicited opinion or your solicited opinion, whichever you prefer, however you want to look at it is fine with me. I really don't care because it really doesn't make much difference, does it? In the big picture, it really doesn't matter at all. So I want to continue telling you, so this is what these evil people, I could think of so many other adjectives to describe these people, but of course I can't say them on air. So what these people are up to, Secretary of Interior wants to withdraw this strip of land from multiple use. And I'm actually going to read what's on Fred's website, and that'll give you an idea of what's going on here until we get him hooked up, because I don't think he's connected with us yet. Trademark America, which is Fred's group, trademarkamerica.org is the website. They are supporting the Utah-Arizona Coalition of Local Governments in their opposition to the Secretary of Interior's proposed withdrawal of the Arizona Strip from multiple use, an act that will strike a serious blow to the economy of local governments and to the energy potential for the nation. The coalition is conducting a public hearing on the proposed withdrawal on September 7th, well, this is has occurred in the Washington County Administration Building in St. George, Utah. Congress specifically and intentionally excluded the Arizona Strip from wilderness designations in both Utah and Arizona so that uranium mining in the Strip could continue. The land in the Strip contains the most usable uranium available for our nation's alternative nuclear power. At a time when the president has directed agencies to encourage economic development and has ordered full speed ahead in development of energy alternatives to foreign oil, Secretary Salazar has taken unilateral action in opposition both to the president's instructions and to the congressional mandate for use of the land. His action violates the 10th Amendment rights of the states of Utah and Arizona and of the local governments directly hit by the withdrawal. This area has already suffered devastating economic and social loss as a result of the Grand Staircase Escalante Monument, the lockdown of billions of tons of the cleanest coal in the nation, and the refusal of the federal government to allow logging of forests that lie dying and decaying. This withdrawal will cost billions of dollars of economic loss and hundreds of jobs. The BLM director of the Arizona Strip has acknowledged that there is no evidence of contamination of water from mining, no evidence of safety violations by the mines, and no evidence of mismanagement by the mines. He did not ask for and did not order the withdrawal. The decision has nothing to do with natural resource damage or issues. It was a political decision made in D.C. Witnesses at the hearing will include economic directors of local governments, leaders in industry, and elected officials. I know that there's something else going on with him today, which is why I actually had him set up to go on with me yesterday, and he couldn't make it. Well, he could make it, but we had some technical difficulties at the network, and so everything was all helter-skelter and screwed up, and we couldn't get on the air live, so we had to cancel that. And he had called me this morning, said he would be able to come on today, but he is having some problems, and so I'm hoping, he said he was going to be on the road, I'm hoping he is going to connect with me, because I just talked to him about 20 minutes before I came on the air, so I am hoping that he will connect with me so that we can discuss what the game plan is here It's just so crucial. And Fred had sent me an email, actually, that he had written it about 6 a.m. He's been up burning the midnight oil, up all night for several days trying to strategize and think of different ideas to be able to combat what it is that's taking place here. And he sent me an email saying that he really believes in the 21 years he's been fighting using coordination, which is a strategy, that this is like the critical moment in his fight and the fights that he's had, that he believes that the decision in how this turns out will be critical to rural America. And it really is that significant of a case in the battle that he's involved in. So I am hoping, we'll connect with him. I don't know what happened here, but I know he's not feeling up to, he's not feeling 100%. So anyway, well, let me, because I, you know, I could ramble on here and talk nonsensically about this, but I don't really know the details, and that would be rather a futile endeavor and pointless, and I'm not into talking about nonsense anyway. So I could ramble on with gibberish, but what the hell's the point in that? So I am going to talk about, now I've got to read this to you. Now I'm not sure if I had mentioned this on Monday, because Monday was a long time ago. As far as life rolls for me, I'm telling you, everything happens at lightning speed around here. So it was a long time ago from the perspective of, I can't remember, and I don't listen to my podcasts of my shows after they're over, rarely or once in a while, but not too often. I don't know if I mentioned this, but it just blew my mind when I had my guest on Monday, Randy Murray, talking about what goes on in the school system. I just have to talk to you about some of the things in this article, and I think we might have discussed it, but it's worthy of noting again because it is just such, it's such a mind blower. Who could ever make this crap up? That's why when you try to tell people about the different things going on, people just can't believe it. They can't believe it because it seems so absolutely outrageous it cannot be true. Well, it's all true. It's all real. It's all happening. And ain't nothing good coming out of any of this stuff. So it is up to us to stand up and fight like that Rocky movie. He was the underdog, wasn't he? Well, it's up to us, the underdog. We're doing battle with Goliath. I'm telling you, it's up to us to join forces, stand together, and we need to take these evil people. We need to take them down. We can't let these people do this to us. It's as simple as that. Hello, Americans. We just can't let them do it to us. There's no way in hell I'm going down without a fight, and I know a lot of you feel that same way as well. So, I've got a couple more minutes before I hit the first break. And then we'll try to find out what happened to my buddy Fred Kelly Grant. But I want to read this article. I'm laughing, but I'm laughing because it's, I can't cry right now. And that's what I feel like doing when you read these things. But this is on his website, which is Voice from the Pews, my guest I had on Monday. But this is his article entitled, Thousands Are Functionally Illiterate. And he writes, 50 years ago, Rudolf Fleisch published a controversial book called Why Johnny Can't Read, which exposed what John Dewey's disciples and allies were doing to dumb down America through her public schools. Fleisch also prophesied things were only going to get worse, and he was right. Nowadays, Johnny can't read because Johnny doesn't have to read anymore. I should know I'm a high school English teacher, or at least I am for about 2 more weeks. At the end of this school year, I quit. Most Americans would define the word read to involve picking up a book, magazine, or newspaper, and decoding those 26 symbols called letters that are linked together to form words that are linked together to say something that makes sense. Modern education theorists, however, have redefined read to include something else, someone else doing that decoding process. They say reading to or for someone is the same thing as having that person do the reading themselves. Now, have you ever heard of such nonsense in your life? I mean, you can't make this crap up. Truly, you can't. Absolutely, you cannot. So he goes on to say that diverse learners is the code word used by modern education theorists and their brainwashed followers to describe non-readers. Teachers must focus on the so-called needs of these students whose learning styles, and he has in quotations or parentheses rather, one of the newest teaching fads, do not include reading in the classic sense of the word. Unless a child is a visual, in quotations, learner, that child's reading program cannot be the one successfully used for thousands of years. Instead, the auditory, kinesthetic, or tactile learners must be read to or allowed to play games, draw pictures, put together puzzles, or cut out dolls called thematic visualization. Although very little is taught or learned in the classroom this way, at least no child is left behind. Group learning, too, is another favorite experimental strategy. With this method, diverse learners work together with visual learners, in parentheses, smart kids, who are kept in the same classroom via a stupid concept called mixed ability grouping to complete a particular project or assignment. Of course, you can imagine who winds up doing most, if not all, the work. How do you like that, kids, huh? Don't you just love it? Don't you just love it? See, they knew that the way you were going to help take down America is you were going to make sure people couldn't read. Because if you can't read, you can't. You're not going to gain very many smarts, are you? If you're illiterate, you really can't figure out what the hell's going on around you. Anyway, I'm telling you, you just can't make this stuff up. We really can't make this stuff up. It's just too much. But anyway, that's what's going on. They can't read. They don't want them to read. They don't need to read. If I read to you, that means you've read it. You can cut out paper dolls. Put puzzles together. Draw some pictures. That's all. You can draw some pictures and that takes the place of having to read. I mean, where do you go with this? What's left to say? I don't think there's anything left to say. It about sums it up, doesn't it? Well, I'm going to say I'm going to break. I'll be back in 3 minutes. Maybe we'll grab Fred. I'm not sure. Something ain't right with his picture here, but we'll be back. Don't go away.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll-free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Freeze-dry guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering freeze-dry guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy 4-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.
What's wrong, dear brother? Have you lost your faith? Don't you remember a better place? What needles and things have done you in.
And this is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And the call-in number today is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Is the number to call if you want to call. Give me your unsolicited opinion. I would be glad to have you do that. I'm more than welcome to have you do that, actually. I don't know what's happened with Fred. I know he told me he was having some health problems when he called me, but he was going to be coming on. But I don't know. I think something's not good. Anyway, so we're going to move on here. I had actually lined up another person to call as to be on my as my guest because I wasn't sure if Fred was going to make it today. Actually, I knew stuff was up in the air. So I'm hoping that I'm going to try to get a message to my other guest I had planned on having on to see if he will call in and come on the show with me. Last minute thing. So I'm hoping that he'll do that anyway, and we'll get him going. My other guest that I had on, or plan to have on, actually, is named by, man by the name of Carl Priest, and he's got a very interesting website, and the website is insectman.us, and Carl is a retired educator as well, and he was involved with these textbook wars, and it was a battle that took place in, I don't know, 1974, I guess, in West Virginia, I believe. And so when he comes on, hopefully we'll get him hooked up. When he comes on, he can talk about these textbook wars because he's been an educator, and they've been battling it out for a very long time. Only many of us are not aware of what's been transpiring here in this country as it relates to our educational system and how the and how it's all been taken over by these commies who think that it's okay if your kid can't read. Doesn't matter if Johnny can't read. He doesn't need to read anymore. Who needs to read? Reading ain't all it's cracked up to be anyway, right? So there you go. That's kind of the theme for the 21st century. Johnny can't read. He doesn't need to read. Reading ain't all it's cracked up to be anyway. So there you go. A lot of successful stories will come out of that, won't they? I mean, you could just imagine the prosperity, and we'll be soaring to new heights, won't we? It'll be just it'll be marvelous. Everything that's going to happen when you have a illiterate populace who can't read, can't think, and they don't care anyway. In fact, I know I had read this the other day on the air, and it was a reference that he made in one of his articles to the fellow I had on Monday, Randy Murray, to George Orwell, and but it really is really is the truth, and I'm going to read it again. And this is from George Orwell's 1984. From the proletarians, nothing is to be feared. Left to themselves, they will continue from generation to generation, and from century to century, working, breeding, and dying, not only without any impulse to rebel, but without the power of grasping that the world could be other than it is. What opinions the proles hold, do not hold, is looked on as a matter of indifference. They can be granted intellectual liberty because they have no intellect. And that should kind of clue you in to where we're going here in America. We ain't going anywhere. I got news for you. Will the last man out of the warehouse shut the lights off, please? Because that's what's happening. And you can see it. I mean, if you looked at America and compared it to a thriving warehouse or a business, a steel plant, a factory, everything's moving and going 24/7 activity, busy little bees wandering around and doing their thing, and now you see it's like the night watchman at a warehouse, right? And the lights are being turned off on America, and one by one, you see it get dimmer and dimmer and dimmer and dimmer until, well, the last man left, please turn out the lights, because that's exactly what's happening. That's exactly what is taking place here in this country, is they are turning off the lights, one by one, slowly, methodically, stealthily. And no one is saying anything. We are willingly ignorant. We truly are. We've allowed this to go on. We've chosen to look the other way. We've said nothing. We've done nothing. Oh, there have been a handful of people who have taken offense and umbrage against what's transpiring around there, and they've recognized it, and they've stood up, but they were the voice crying in the wilderness because no one else paid any attention. No one has the courage to stand up and be counted. And I think you need to stand up and be counted. Now is the time. Now is the time, America. It's not tomorrow. It is not tomorrow, because tomorrow never comes. It's only always today. So today is the day you make a decision. You can be Rocky. You can go and do battle and be Rocky. Or you can be that ignorant pro, led with a ring through your nose, led into nowhere. Anyway, we're going to break, everybody. I'll be back in 3 minutes, and then I'm going to take, I've got, Carl is on the line, so we'll bring him on when we come back. And we will take Kevin in Australia as well. We'll be right back, everybody. Don't go away. This is the Unsolicited Opinion.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is an important message from hempusa.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Extend your life.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And honestly, I hate it to start talking because I really love the soundtrack from that movie, Rocky. Oh, it was just magnificent. I've always liked music, and I do like horns, and it was very well done. Anyway, we're not here to talk about music, though we could, but that's not the purpose of my show. But I am happy because I have, well, two things. I've got Carl Priest is on the line with me, and he is the gentleman who has the website called insectman.us. And I'm going to let him explain to you why he titled his website insectman.us. And I want to bring him on, and then I want to take the caller real quickly, and then we'll go forward. Thanks, Carl, for joining me. I appreciate it. I know it's a last-minute thing, but I do appreciate you taking the time to come on with me today.
Well, Maggie, I'm honored to be here, and you don't bug me at all.
Well, well, I'll tell you, you know, honestly, the Rocky tune I had played for Fred because he was going to do battle, but he's having heart problems, and I'm just worried that something maybe from the time I talked to him, something transpired. But, you know, you can say that this song applies to you and your battle as well and the people who battled it out in these textbook wars. But before we get into that, let me grab this caller real quick, if you don't mind, Carl. He's on the line. We've got Kevin in Australia. Hi, Kevin. How are you?
Hiya. Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. You know what?
What?
You'll go down as one of the patriots, I'm sure.
Say that again. I couldn't hear you, Kevin. It was a little muffled.
I said you will go down as one of the American patriots in history. Your name will be entered in the records above in heaven where you stood on all of the, the raping, the pillaging, the pilfering, the plain extortion that those in government have unleashed against the American people. It will go down in history that you were against it. And
wow.
as for the Rocky, you stood and you said, no, that's not right. That's not fair. You people are thieves and crooks and liars. You know, our country, America, is not about this this type of carrying on. We want honesty. We want justice. You know, we want equity. I mean, these are all fair and righteous things. Now, as for the Rocky movie, you know what? Rocky was a good movie. It was a bit, you know, not much of a story to it, but you know what? It captured the hearts of the people. It won awards. Now, when you relate Rocky to, I relate Rocky to Ron Paul. Now, when you think about Ron Paul, just a little while ago, you know, Ron Paul in mainstream is, you know, a real joke. They sort of kind of, you know, just a snicker. But now they're actually, Ron Paul is the go-to guy. He answers the hard questions. I just saw a video just on your channel, the Republic Radio, on a sort of a round table thing that Ron Paul was involved with. They had this black American gentleman commenting on I don't know if it's the president of the Fed, the former, a guy called Greenspan. And I mean, Greenspan was just a total, absolute failure. He was a puppet of the New World Order. He was one of the characters that, you know, one of the main players that sent America into a nosedive. And here's this black gentleman, and there's nothing wrong, could have been a white guy, but it just happened to be a black guy, standing up and saying how good this Greenspan was. And as soon as he'd finished, you know, as soon as he'd finished what he had to say, the woman interviewer then asked the question and threw it at Ron Paul, and the camera panned over there to Ron Paul, and he came up with the answer. And you know what? Ron Paul, from being in a position of minority, he's the Rocky, you know?
Yeah.
That guy has the potential. Sorry?
No, go ahead.
Ron Paul has the potential to turn America around, because the policies that Ron Paul stands for are exactly what America needs. I mean,
yeah.
You don't pour money down the drain that you haven't got. You don't go into bigger debt when you haven't got any money in the first place. I mean, that's just absolute craziness. If there's a system in place like that Federal Reserve Bank, which is not American, it's owned by the Bank of England, it's owned by the Queen of England, it's owned by various, you know, super rich foreigners.
I know.
That bank should have nothing to do with whatsoever. That bank should be burnt to the ground. And I'm not suggesting that anybody go out and actually physically burn it to the ground. But that's what should happen. The place should be burnt to the ground. Those who are in charge should be dragged up in front of courts. They should be put on trial. And if found guilty, they should go into jail for 1,000 years. And every asset, every piece of money that they've gathered, their wealth that they've stolen from the American people, ought to be recouped. It should all come back to America and be put back into the system and give Americans jobs, education and all the rest of it. They are thieves. They are cancer.
I do. I understand and listen, Kevin. I want to thank you for calling. Stay listening because you're going to enjoy what my guest is going to be talking about this morning. Thanks for calling and thanks for your kind words. I appreciate that very much. Carl, I want to read a little something from, and this is from an alphaphonics.com website, and this is from education letter, the Blumenfeld education letter, and this is published, this was an article from 1986, and it defines multiculturalism because I think it's going to play right into what it is you were going to talk about today and what multiculturalism means. Multiculturalism is based on the notion that the traditional Judeo-Christian model of American values is no longer valid as the model to be held up to children in the public schools. These values are generally associated with white Anglo-Saxon Protestant culture, usually referred to as WASP culture by its critics. The educators believe that WASP culture is in decline and is not being replaced by another dominant model. In fact, the American Association of Colleges for Teacher Education statement on multicultural education is entitled, "No One Model American. Ergo, many models will take its place." A multicultural society is one made up of many equally valid ideals that can serve as equally valid models for young Americans. No one is required any longer to conform to the once dominant Judeo-Christian ideal, and the public schools are now required to convey this message to the students.
Wow.
So that goes into your whole battle, the textbook battles that you were involved in. So if you would, Carl, please give everybody, tell them what your background is, and then we can go forward from there, if you would, please.
I'm a retired public school teacher in West Virginia, Charleston, which is the capital city of West Virginia. You know, Maggie, I think it's amazing the technology that we could have someone calling in from Australia. Back in 1974, when this battle erupted, which we'll talk about if that's what you want to do, it was mostly word of mouth and just plain old dial-up phones. We didn't have cell phones. We didn't have
with technology that they have today to spread the word, but it was an amazing thing that was done in 1974, and unfortunately, it's been ignored or forgotten, this modern conservative movement.
So let's talk about that. What happened in 74, Carl? What did take place then? And let's, because I know you refer to it as the original second Tea Party movement, and I would have to agree with you. So let's talk about what happened in 1974.
That could be the original or the second Tea Party movement or the first modern Tea Party.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, 1974, you were just talking about multiculturalism, that that's when it really hit the public schools. And I, in my opinion, they chose this system in West Virginia, which is not small, over 45,000 students in the system at that time, to institute their agenda. And fortunately, a lady by the name of Alice Moore, in my opinion, on whose shoulders Michelle Bachmann and Sarah Palin stand, caught it and brought it to the attention of the parents and the churches in this area, and a great uprising developed. Of course, there were things that happened that we couldn't control because it was truly grassroots, but we said, no, you're not going to do it, and we stopped it. And we stopped it nationally for a while, but eventually it came back in, and now we're seeing the results of it.
So when you look on your website, why insectman.us? What does that have to do with this? What's the origin and the purpose of titling your website insectman.us?
Well, as a young teacher, I was teaching sixth grade, so I had to teach all of the subjects, and I wanted science to be interesting. So I was interested in insects, and I stumbled upon a 4-H program about entomology. I used that. The kids loved it. I loved it. And I developed my hobby further, and eventually, 20-some years later, I got into some battles over teaching the truth about science and evolution in the public school here in Kanawha County. That's the county where the battle erupted. And I began to use my insects as a means of conveying the truth about creation and the fact that evolution is a lie. Insects are just a great way to convey that. So I just chose the name Insect Man. That's what kids were calling me. Actually, they were calling me Bug Man, but I wanted to be more precise and chose Insect Man. That was the website, and that's what I put on the web. And then as I transitioned into the Exodus Mandate Project, which tries to get people to use homeschools and Christian schools, I just kept that as the name of the website and put a subpage for Exodus Mandate.
Okay. Okay. I know I spoke with the producer of Indoctrination. He's actually going to be on my show. I believe you're going to be in that documentary as well. Am I correct, Carl? You are in that as well as I know Randy Murray is in that document as well, talking about the indoctrination that takes place in our school systems across the nation. I believe you're in that. Am I correct?
You're correct, and I know Randy, a wonderful guy, has two great books out. You probably already have talked about those. And which producer did you talk to, Joaquin or Colin?
Colin. I talked with Colin.
Hey, Joaquin's the man behind the scenes, and yes, we will be in that. When I say we, he interviewed me, but it focuses on what happened in Kanawha County in 1974, and he also shows an amazing scene from the year 2000 where a parent stands up in a board meeting and starts reading from a textbook that his daughter is using in high school. It's a supplementary literature book, and they have to beep him out, and the president of the board stopped him from reading. I highly recommend that everyone get a copy of that Indoctrination. If we have any hope to change this country, that movie may be the impetus to get it done.
Well, you know, I had, and I'm not sure if we had discussed this or not, Carol, I can't remember, to be honest with you. I talk with so many people after a while, I don't know whether I'm afoot or horseback, and then I throw in half the time I can't sleep. So, you know, I'm like running around and I'm like running around like a chicken with my head cut off half the time, Carl. I truly am. But anyway, I believe I was talking to you about the documentaries I had watched. I had gone to a local church here nearby me and watched that Waiting for Superman, which, of course, the emphasis on that documentary was that the answer would be, oh, these charter schools for kids. And I've tried to say to people whenever I go and give presentations on UN Agenda 21, I always tell people the best thing you can do for your kids or your grandkids is homeschool them, pull them out of the school system, that it doesn't make any difference whether they're in a so-called public school or they are in the so-called charter school. The problem is the curriculum. That's what they're faced with no matter where they go. That's the problem, and the solution is don't have them exposed to that crap that they're teaching.
You're absolutely correct. A charter school is just a government school with a longer leash. Educational freedom is the answer. Homeschooling is the best by far.
Well, you know, these kids are being lied to. I mean, how can you, and I don't know if you were listening to the show before I contacted you to say, hey, my guest didn't come on, would you come on at the last minute? I don't know if you heard me read from one of Randy Murray's articles, but how many people have any idea that this diverse learner is somebody who's incapable of reading, and they'll make no attempt to teach them to read? He's now being read to, and that qualifies as reading. I mean, you can't, in your wildest imagination, Carl, can you make this stuff up? Who would ever think that that was the facts? That was factual. They would think, gosh, she's just making it up. It's a lie.
It is amazing. And in all fairness, the public school teachers, some of them just, most of them just can't handle that. There's so many different levels in their classrooms they have to teach to the middle. And the ones you're talking about, the ones who are really poor readers, they just get left out or they get read to, as you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, it's truly, I say that it's absolutely evil. When I started to look into what was going on in the educational system, I mean, I had a cursory awareness. I remember when they got away from teaching phonics, teaching kids to read using phonics. I remember that battle taking place about 30 years ago or so. But I didn't have kids and I wasn't involved in it. I just remember hearing rumblings of a battle taking place. And, but then in the last few years, I had run for school board. And so I had, was doing a lot more research. And it was just amazing to me when I would go to the cashiers and they couldn't make change. And it was like, well, what is going on here? There's something wrong here that no one can add one-on-one and get two anymore. And then I started to do some research, and it really just blew my mind. It truly did. Listen, on that note, we've got the cue music playing. Carol will be back in 3 minutes, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My guest this morning is Carol Priest. His website, insectman.us. Please go there. We'll be back. We'll take some calls. We shall return.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Unsolicited opinion, and I'll tell you, I could just listen to that. I just love, and I know I've said this already, but I'm going to say it again. It's my show. I can say what I want. I just love that whole soundtrack. I love instrumental music. I love orchestras. I love strings. I remember, in fact, this is a teacher that I had in seventh grade. He was the music teacher, Mr. Wizachinski. Remember his name as if it was yesterday. But, Carol, I actually, when I was a kid, when I got out of that music class, I could tell you what instrument I was listening to, all of them. Woodwind, string, it didn't make any difference. I knew the sounds all of every single instrument that was out there after having been in his class. It was just a magnificent class. It really was. And I used to be able to identify them all, oboe, French horn, it didn't make any difference. I knew the sounds and knew the names of the instruments, and it was just... that was a class I actually learned something in, Carl. So, you know, of course, that was a long time ago, too. So, but anyway, here we are today, and you don't need to read.
For the break, you were talking about the phonics. My son, about 3 years older than my daughter, learned to read by phonics. And when my daughter came through, they had the look-say method, and she just didn't learn to read. We had to have her tutored by my sister-in-law in order to catch up with her reading. It was just a remarkable difference.
Well, you know, one of the things that Randy had mentioned, and that he was said in one of the articles I read, that when the children are taught with phonics by fourth grade, they have amassed a vocabulary of about, I think he said, 24,000 words. When they're taught with this look, say, like flashcard method of memorization, they have only a 1,500 word vocabulary. I mean, that's just stunning to me, Carl. It's absolutely, it is just, it is mind boggling. And how could you not, as a teacher, recognize that someone is struggling with that method of teaching? How could you not? I mean, they knew right away that didn't work. It's not like they didn't pick up on the clues that it wasn't working, the kids couldn't read.
Teachers are going to use what they're required to use because they want to protect their jobs, and they do that with evolutionism also. But also, I want to insert along in the 70s, and as far as I know, it's still going on, the so-called new math, where the children are to feel good rather than be forced to learn the basic facts. I ended up my last 9 years teaching a junior high and middle school 7th and 8th grade math, and I always had to get the children or the students, young people, I guess, at that age, to learn their basic facts when they hit the 7th grade, which they should have learned in 3rd grade.
Right, right, right. Well, you know, I know that you said that if the teachers want to keep their job, they have to go along with this stuff. But, you know, I have to tell you honestly, Carl, to me it is, I could not just go along to get along. I've never been able to do that. To be honest with you, I've kind of been like this horse of a different color. You know, when they say zig, I zag, that kind of thing. So I never was real good at just going along with the program.
Well, there are some teachers like that. Randy was one, and I was one, but they're rare.
Yeah, yeah. Carl, hang on a second. We've got to go to a quick 60-second break. Everybody, this is the Unsolicited Opinion. We will be back in 60 short seconds, and I know all of you listening can count that high. So we'll be right back.